Birshutchem, today we are doing, we're going to cover Daf Tet. I'm hoping that on Shabbat we'll cover more material. I think the Shabbat will do the Daf at 5:30 p.m. So I think they listed Mincha in the Bikanis at 6:20. And I'm assuming it's going to be either 6:30 or 6:40. Assuming maybe around 6:35, something like that. So we'll have 50 minutes. We'll try to cover a little bit more ground on Shabbat to be able to catch up. I think we're still one daf behind. Okay. It should be for Ashlam of David ben Rachel and Shlomo ben Sarah. We are on Ched Amud Bet, on the first long line. So the Gemara says, Amri b'ma'arava, it's said in the Ma'arava, in the west, which is in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Pligibar Rabbi Yosi bar Chama v'Rabbi Zera. There's a machloket. V'amrila Rava b'Reid Rav Yosef bar Chama v'Rabbi Zera. Okay, some say it's a different person. Chad amar koi hareu ketsoa. Chad amar koi eino ketsoa. So there's a machloket as to, right, we discussed koi. Koi was this animal, safek behema, safek chaya. We said behemot are not required to have kisoy adam, have a covering of blood, whereas a chaya is required. So if it's a safek, you're not supposed to slaughter it on Yom Tov, so as not to get into the safek, if you should cover the blood, because you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to move dirt for no reason. So he says, one of the opinions says, koi is like the tso'ah, is like the excrement of a child. And some say, it's not like the excrement of a child, meaning both of them are a safek. We don't know if the child will poop on Shabbat, or on Yom Tov for that matter. And we also don't know the status of a koi, if he's a behema or a chaya. So you have a safek if you need to cover the blood, you have a safek if you need to cover the excrement. So he says, Tistayem de Rava hu damar koi hareu kitzua. Let's establish that Rava is of the opinion, let's conclude that he is of the opinion that a koi is like tzua. Damar Rava, as Rava says, Hichnis afar lechasod bo tzua, if you brought in dirt to cover excrement, mutar lechasod bo dam tzipor, you would be allowed to cover the blood of a bird. Whereas, dam tzipor, if you brought in dirt to cover the blood of a bird, asur lechasod bo tzua tistayeh, but you would be forbidden to cover the excrement because your mind was on a vadai. Right, a blood that comes from a bird is a vadai, whereas the excrement, you don't know, is the excrement going to come? Is it not going to come? So that's safek. So if you brought in the dirt specifically to cover the blood of a bird, then you would not be able to use that blood to cover something that's safek. But we see that what he says, if you take it in for one safek, you can do it for anything else, essentially. You brought it in for tso'ah, you can use it for a koi. That's what it would seem like. Rami Barei Rav Yeva Amar, Koi Hainu Ta'ama Adulam Achasina. What's the reason why we don't cover the blood of a koi? Meaning it's not, he says it's different. He says it's not because of we don't want to move the dirt or whatever the case may be, because it's a safek. Ella, he says, Gezerah Mishum Hatarat Chelbo. It's a Gezerah lest we come to permit its fats. We know there are different animals with different types of fats. There is a behemoth have fats that are forbidden, whereas chayot are have fats that are permitted.
So if you want to, you would open the door for me.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
For me, it's okay.
That's nice echo. Also, I think it's okay. So he says, Okay. We'll finish quickly. We'll finish. So he says that the reason why he says a koi would be asur to cover the blood is because of hatarat chelbo. You're afraid you're going to permit these type of fats. Some of the fats of a koi are of a behema, and some are of a chaya. So maybe we're going to come say, oh, look, it's a chaya. That's the fact that you covered the blood on Yom Tov, and therefore you'd permit the fats, because the fats of a chaya are permitted, whereas the fats of a behema would not be permitted. So he says, if that's the case, afilu b'chol nami. If you're going to make that kind of gezerah, then even during the weekday, don't allow the koi to be covered. Because we're afraid that what? They're going to take the fats of the koi and eat it and say, oh, we thought the fats were allowed to be eaten. We thought the fats were permitted. Whereas it's not. He says, b'chol amri lenaker chatzero utzarif. No, during chol, they're going to say, he's coming to clean his, the courtyard, or clean his yard. Pour dirt all over the yard, essentially. So you wouldn't have that same chashash during the week, right? It would be different during the week. Then it says, "Shachat be'ashpa ma'ikal meimar." So what happens if you slaughtered in a garbage, let's say for example. If you slaughtered a koi in the garbage, there's no... here, look, how would you respond to the fact that you come and you're covering the blood in the garbage? You're not coming to clean or put something in your yard. You're putting dirt in a garbage. I guess back then their yards were all dirt, essentially. So that was their cleaning process. So if you're going to put dirt in a garbage, though, that's not showing that you're coming to clean the yard. So why would we permit it during the week if you slaughtered in a garbage? The Gemara says, also, if someone comes to ask you, hey, I'm slaughtering a koi, how should I go about it? Am I allowed to cover the blood? Am I not? What's the deen? How should you respond to him? He says, meaning, what should you say? He says, Ella, bechol. He says, rather, during the week, inna me misabka, even though you are in doubt, you have a doubt, amre, you're going to say, amre le rabbanan, zil taref le kaseh. Meaning, even though it's a doubt, the animal, you're going to say, go and take dirt and cover the blood. Whereas the Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov we're stricter than during the week. During the week, because it's a safek, you're going to say, cover the blood, and that's it. Zeo, call it a day. Whereas on Yom Tov, we'll be a little bit more machmir. You're not going to tell someone, hey, go take dirt, move dirt that's mukzeh, and you're not allowed to move it, and all these things, and cover the blood, and things along those lines. We'll be more choshesh for during the on Yom Tov. You have something? No? Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Tani Rabbi Zera, lo koi bilvad amru el afilu shachat behema chaya va'of." This is not only a koi, but even if you slaughtered a behema, chaya, and an off, all the three, v'nit arvud daman zebaze, and all of their bloods got mixed together, asur lachasado beyom tov. You're not allowed to cover the three bloods on Yom Tov. Why? So he says, "Amar Rabbi Yosei bar Yasinia." He says, "Lo shanu elo she'ein yachol lachasotan b'tekira achat." He said, "It's only asur if you can't cover it with one dig, with one shovel dig." He says, "Aval yachol lachasotan b'tekira achat mutar." But if you can do it in one shovel, what's the problem? I want to cover the blood of the animal of a chaya. I'm not a slaughter chaya on Yom Tov, so I slaughter the blood and I slaughter the animal. And I want to cover the blood. So he says, if you're doing it in one shovel, that's fine. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, obviously it's fine." Ma'u detema, I would have thought nigzar dekira achat atu shtei dekirot. I would have thought we would make one gezerah, lest you take. Sorry, you lost me. Okay. Right. Lest you take one, you do one shovel, you may come to do a second shovel as well. We're afraid of that kind of gezerah, and you're not allowed to do two. Why? Because once you've covered with the first shovel, with the first dig of dirt, you've covered the koi, you've covered the let's say the chayal already. Now, if you dig a second time, it shows that you're metaltel shelo letzorech, because you're taking dirt now for the behema, which behema is not supposed to be covered with blood. So if it's not supposed to be covered, then you're moving dirt for no reason. And so we would think that maybe you would make a gezerah. You can't even use one shovel of dirt for all three that are mixed together, lest you come to do two. Kamashmalan, the Gemara says, no, we don't say, we don't make that kind of gezerah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Shachat Sipor Me'erev Yom Tov. If a person slaughtered a bird from Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mechasein Oto B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cover the blood on Yom Tov. Okay, then it says Gilgel isam erev yom tov. If a person needed, say again.
Why
don't you need to cover? So I think Rashi explains you're not. It's not forbidding you to eat the bird. Meaning you can cover the blood afterwards. Rashi says da'yad lo chasod mi bod yom.
No,
you're not allowed to. Sorry, you're not allowed to cover the blood. So it says you slaughtered it on erev yom tov. You had to cover the blood on erev yom tov. And now that you waited till yom tov, you can't. Can't do so. If it's something that's able to be prepared from before Yom Tov, has to be done before Yom Tov. That's the idea over here. Sorry, it's not a lot.
Fire.
Yeah, exactly. So he says, "In mechasin otov Yom Tov." You're not allowed to cover the blood on Yom Tov since you did it before Yom Tov. Then he says, "Gilgil isam erev Yom Tov." If a person needed a dough on erev Yom Tov, mafrish mimena chalata b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to be mafrish chala on Yom Tov. This is the opinion of. It says Rabba. It might be a gear shot change, but some say it's Rav. Okay, we said it. But over here, we're going to get into the discussion for the next few lines with regards to the concept of Ein Magbihin Trumot Ma'asrot B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to lift Trumot and Ma'asrot from something that's required, Trumot and Ma'asrot, on Yom Tov. Why? It's a concept of. Yeah, you're metaken. So you're doing metaken. So now the question is, this opinion is saying, if you were megalgel, you needed a dough on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to be mafrish lechala on Yom Tov. So he says, Avua de Shmuel Amar, Afilo Gidgel Isam Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafrish Mimena Ochalata B'Yom Tov. Avua de Shmuel comes and says, the father of Shmuel, he says, even if you kneaded it from Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to remove Chala on Yom Tov. So he says, Lema Pliga de Shmuel Ad Avua, are we going to say that Shmuel disagrees with his own father? Why? The Amar Shmuel, Chalat Chutzal Aretz, Ochel Veholech, Ve'achar Kach Mafrish, he holds that Chalat Chutzal Aretz, since it's not, it's only Derabanan essentially. So he says, you can, if you want to eat the dough, you can eat the dough, and you can leave over a little bit at the end, and then after you can be mafrish on that little bit that you left over. So it sounds like he's disagreeing with the aspect of his father, who says, no, you're not allowed to be mafrish on Yom Tov. Are we going to say that he's disagreeing? Amar Ava, Milo Modeh Shmuel, Shim Kara Le Hashem Shasura Lezarim. Does Shmuel not agree with his father that if you call the name upon it, let's say you call the name for it to be, you said this is Chala. So now it's Asur for any Israel to eat it. It's only Mutar for Kohanim to eat it. Does he not agree to that rule? He was only saying essentially, look, Rashi explains, he was saying, Afal pi shenu tzarich la'afrisha, shim kara le Hashem shechala le Hashem chala, ve'asura le zarim, al ma shem teruma ale, ve'ita bichlal emek bin teruma de ma'asur b'yam tov. Shmuel also agrees that if you called upon it a name and you said, this is teruma or this is chala, you called upon it a name, now it's asur to any Israel to eat it. And it still has a status, and has the status now of Ein Magbihin. He was talking about, hey, I'm allowed to eat something and retroactively, and I'll leave over a little bit, and retroactively after the fact, I'll take that little bit that I left over and use that as my hafrasha. He says, that's what I'm allowed to do. But I agree with you in the case that you're not allowed to, if someone calls a name, something will be chala, you're not allowed to be mafrish on Yom Tov Yashar. No, you're not allowed to be mafrish chala. You can't mafrish chala on Yom Tov, but according to Shmuel, you can. It's not from chalat chutz la'aretz on erev Yom Tov. If you make a dough erev Yom Tov, seemingly Shmuel says that chalat chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to eat it and leave over a little bit at the end for that to be your chala. That's what it seems like from the opinion. It sounds like that's the opinion of halacha as well, because chalat chutz la'aretz are very lenient. It's only the rabbana, but that's what it looks like. The letter is on his name as well.
But if you make it on Yom Tov, of course you can separate chalat.
If you make it on Yom Tov,
because you have to make
then you're allowed.
Yeah, because the only din, because over there, especially because Ochel Nefesh too.
You should have done it before, so you didn't do it, so that's why. It's
right, since you should have done it before, if something you should have done before Yom Tov, and you waited till Yom Tov to do it, then they make a knas to you. They say, hey, look, you're supposed to prepare this from Erev Yom Tov. You didn't do your proper preparations.
So how is going to eat that?
So you can do what Shmuel said.
Oh, what Shmuel
said.
You leave a bit, but don't
you leave a little bit at the end? Yeah, exactly. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Beit Shammai Omrim, we're getting to the new Mishnah. So Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein molichin et hasulam mishovach l'shovach. You're not allowed to move a ladder from one dovecote, from one birdhouse to another birdhouse. Aval mateu mechalon l'chalon. But he says you can tilt it, you can drag it from one window to another window. Okay, well, we're going to see in the Gemara why. Beit Hillel Matirin. Beit Hillel says, no, you're allowed to even move it from one birdhouse to the next. So a lot of these dinim in the first paragraph have to do it specifically.
The difference is dragging or lifting and taking?
The difference essentially is not necessarily dragging, but you tilt it from one window to the next window like this, or you actually pick it up and you drag it, you carry it with you to the next birdhouse.
What's the problem?
We'll see in the Gemara. So Amar Rav Chanan, we're going to have two opinions from Rav Chanan Bar Ami. What essentially is the machloket here? Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami, machloket berashut harabim. It's a machloket in a public domain. The Beit Shammai Savre Haro'eh Omer La'atiach Gago Tzarech, that Beit Shammai holds that someone who sees me carrying a ladder in the Rishut Arabim is going to think, I mean, essentially there's no problem of carrying on Yom Tov. We said, that since things were permitted to carry for a need, even if you don't have a need, so on Yom Tov there's no issue of carrying. So what's the issue? He says, someone who carries in a public domain, someone who sees him is going to say, hey, he's taking this to go fix his roof. And he's not allowed to fix the roof on Yom Tov.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to fix the roof and build. And hey, it's a problem of Marit Ayin in a public domain, he says. Okay? Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, the dovecote ladder, the aspect that it's a dovecote ladder, that it's made for doves, shows that it's not for building. You're not going to take it to build a roof.
What's the dovecote ladder look like?
No, they still look different.
Yeah, there's a regular long building ladder, and I would assume there's probably a small ladder that, you know, I guess there's a small ladder, like 3-step ladders that you get to like a small little thing that you can't reach high spots. This might be one of those. Yeah, Rashi just says it looks like a birdhouse ladder. That's what it looks like. He doesn't explain. Yeah. Okay. Shavafo machiyah halav. He says the bird ladder proves that he's not doing it to build something on the roof. But in a private domain, according to this opinion, everyone agrees it's permitted in a private domain. If you're doing it in one's house, right? This would be the opinion. Right, in a public domain. Now the Gemara asks a great question. Ini, is this so that you can say that in a public domain it's a problem, according to Beit Shammai, but in a private domain everyone agrees it's mutar? But he says, Veha Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. We know this is a famous opinion of Rav Yehuda Amarav all over Shas. He says, Kol makom she'asru chachamim mipnei marit ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asur. Any place that the chachamim forbidded something because of marit ha'ayin, because the less they think you're doing something asur, even in one's own bedroom where no one can see you, they made a gzera on that as well. So how can you say that in your own house this should be permitted? Should be forbidden in your house? Should be forbidden in the canning cell? Should be forbidden outside? Should be forbidden if it's marit ha'ayin? It's marit ha'ayin. So this is a very important question. We actually go through a lot of halakha with this kind of question. What's allowed, what's not allowed with marit ha'ayin questions. There's a famous teshuvah from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rabbi Ben Chaim always quotes that one time he was driving before Shabbat, maybe like a few minutes before sunset, to get to wherever he needed to get to. And then when he got out of the car, someone saw him and he was like, why are you driving? You're Mechalel Shabbat right before Shabbat. You're not Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he explained to him. He said, listen, there's Tosefet Shabbat. Tosefet Shabbat is a mitzvah deoraita. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Yeshomrim. He says, Tosefet Shabbat is a mitzvah from the Torah to add. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only a few moments. Sorry, we have a mitzvah from the Torah before Shabbat, before Chagim, before Yom Kippur especially, everyone agrees that you have to add at least a few minutes before sunset. That's what we do with candlelighting. They usually start from candlelighting, but that's even more than required. But like even 10 minutes, let's say, before sunset, a person has to say, I'm done doing melacha, I'm stopping from doing melacha. Even b'machshava, even if you take it in your mind that you're not going to do any more work, any more touching on Shabbat, you fulfill the mitzvah from the Torah, positive commitment of doing Tosefet Shabbat. So he told him, he said, this is not marit ha'ayin. Because I'm driving moments before sunset, you think that's marit ha'ayin? People who don't know the halakha are going to accuse me of doing something asur. Marit ha'ayin is not for people who don't know halakha. Marit ha'ayin is for people who know halakha and are going to be to'ed, they're going to make a mistake to think you're doing something asur. But over here, I'm not doing something asur, I'm doing something mutar. So in that case, there's no problem marit ha'ayin. This is what Rabbi Ben Chaim always quotes. So the Gemara asks, but this is marit ha'ayin. So if it's marit ha'ayin, even in one's home it should be asur. So the Gemara says, Tanaihi. It's a machloket tanaim. We have a beraita in Masechet Shabbat, Tanya, Shotchan bechama, aval lo keneged am. If you have wet clothing, he says, you can spread them out in the sun, but not keneged am, not in public in front of everyone for everyone to see. Meaning, what's the issue people are going to think? You laundering your clothing on Shabbat if you leave it out in public. But in your own house, no one will see that. Okay.
Isn't there a thing about the wet clothing that you cannot spread it out at all on Shabbat?
Spreading it out, meaning hanging it on the sides for it to dry so that people won't think that you're laundering. That's the idea. But in your private domain, according to this opinion, it wouldn't be a problem. And then it says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Osirin. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, even in a private domain, it would be asur. You can't do it because it's the machloket. Do we say that even in Chadri Chadarim is asur or just in public? So it sounds like the halakha. We say even in Chadri Chadarim, that if a person has a problem with marit ha'ayin, not only in public, even in their own house where there's no one who can see them, it's asur. It's a problem. Now it says, Ikad Amri. Some say, Amar Rav Hanan Bar Ame. Machloket bereshut hayachid. Some say no, it's an actual machloket in a private domain, in one's home, if you're allowed to move the ladder. He says, the Beit Shammai idlu de Rav Yehuda Amarav, because Beit Shammai upholds the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amarav that there's a problem marit ha'ayin even in one's own house. Ubeit Hillel late lehu adar Rav Yehuda Amarav, and Beit Hillel does not uphold the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amarav. Beit Hillel say, no, you can have marit ha'ayin in public, but you don't need to have marit ha'ayin in private. Aval bereshut harabim. But in a public domain, divrei hakol asur. According to this opinion, everyone would agree that in a public domain outside, you can't move the ladder from one birdhouse to another birdhouse. Everyone would agree that in that case it would be asur. We're only having a machloka between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in one's own home or in a private domain. He says, lema mor damakir Beit Shammai. Are we going to say lema rav damakir Beit Shammai? We're going to say that Rav holds the opinion of Beit Shammai. How could that be? Rav always holds the opinion of Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel's opinion of halacha. Why are we saying that? Because Rav is of the opinion, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, that even in one's own home, marit ha'ayin is a problem. So we're saying that according to Beit Shammai, even in Rashut HaYachid, it's Asur. So if even in Rashut HaYachid, according to Beit Shammai.
Why is it
even in Rishud Ha'achid would be Asur. So if we're saying, even according to Beit Shammai, that in Rishud Ha'achid would be Asur, we're saying that Rav is holding like Beit Shammai. How can Rav hold like Beit Shammai? Rav has to hold like Beit Hillel. So how can this be the case? It says, Tanaihi, no, it's a machloket Tanaim. Britannia, Shutchan Bechama, Avalo Keneged Ha'am. Right, we just saw this Braita, that they say you can spread out the wet clothing in the sun, but not in front of everyone, so you don't have the gezerah. Rabbi Shimon say, no, you're not allowed to do that at all, as we hold the opinion of Rav. So he's saying, essentially, it's a machloket ha'naim as to what the opinion is. So Rashi explains, Rav would say that Beit Hillel permits, even in Rashut HaRabim. That's what he's saying. He's saying, you can't say that Beit Hillel forbids in Rashut HaRabim, because either you hold the din of Maritain, or you don't hold the din of Maritain. You can't say, everyone has to agree to this point. There's Marita Ayin. If it's Marita Ayin, it's Asur and Rashut HaRabim, it's Asur and Rashut HaYachin. So even Beit Hillel would say, even in a Rashut HaRabim, even in a public domain outside, we would be allowed to do it. Saying, hey, but not necessarily is there an agreement. There's a Machloket Tanaim over here. So some say in the Rashut HaYachid it would be permitted, and some say in the Rashut HaYachid it would be forbidden. That's the Machloket Tanaim that we have over here with regards to
the ladder, right?
Huh?
The ladder.
Yeah, he's going back to the ladder, but he's referencing to the Beraita and Masechet Shabbat with regards to spreading one's clothing out. So that's how he references to this. Okay. Now he says, Matnitin de Loki Aitana. The Beraita, we have our Mishnah is not like this Tana. The Tanya, as the Beraita says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Shemolechin et Asulam Mishovach Leshovach. Actually, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree that you're allowed to move a ladder from one birdhouse to the next birdhouse. When do they disagree in the Mishnah? Lo nechlegu ela lachzir. They're only disagreeing in returning the ladder. If you took it already.
The guy seems to be carrying them when we
bear consequences. Yeah, don't need it. Don't need it anymore.
Meaning.
So it's not matter of hand anymore.
Yeah. Wait. Listen.
Yeah, so let's see what happens. So it sounds like here it says Shabbat Shammai Omrim Ein Machzirin. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to return it. Or Beit Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin. Beit Hillel says you're even allowed to return the ladder. So this is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was talking about Molichin. Initially, you're not allowed to carry the ladder. He's saying no, you're allowed to carry it. When's the argument? It's only about returning it. He says that's not our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bemed Dvarim Amurim. When is this said? Isulam Shel Shovach. Only talking about a dovecot ladder, a ladder that's for the doves, for the birdhouse. Aval, besulam shel aliyah, divrakol asur. But if it's a ladder that you can tell us for an attic, let's say it's a complete building ladder, it's the type of ladder that you know it's used for building or for an attic, everyone agrees that would be asur.
It's for my time, right?
Right. Rabbi Dosa omer, mateu mechalon lechalon. Rabbi Dosa says you can tilt it from one window to the next window. Acharim Amrim, others say, Mishum Rabbi Dosa, the name Rabbi Dosa, Af Medidin Bo. You're even allowed to midadeh the ladder, meaning you're allowed to, you can walk the ladder from like side to side without lifting it, so that way you don't necessarily have the gezerah, people coming looking at you, oh look, he's taking this, but yeah, you take it step by step, so that people can tell, oh look, he's doing it in a different way, that is not the usual way of moving.
That part, that's it, take it by
Kerem and turn
it,
it's not Dr. Martin
anymore. I can
say
this thing. The next part is again
going. Okay, so Rashi says on your question, the first Rashi, he says, The Katani Halacha Sulam Pligi, The Katani Halacha Modu Bin Pneshet Sorech Yom Tovi. He says, why would we agree in the case of taking it that it would be Mutar according to that Tana? Rashi says, because it's Sorech Yom Tov. If it's Tzorech Yom Tov in the beginning, what are you moving it for? You're moving it, let's say, to take it to a birdhouse. You can take the birds and slaughter the birds to eat them on Yom Tov. So initially, according to this Tana, you're moving it for the birds. You're moving it for Yom Tov. After the fact now, you get into the Machlokik. Because now you're saying, hey, Beit Shammai, you're not allowed to move it. People are going to think you're doing it for your building. Whereas when people see you take the ladder initially, according to this Tana, and put it on your birdhouse, people know, hey, look, he's not building anything. He's going to take birds so you can slaughter and eat on Yom Tov. Whereas in the returning aspect, if you're returning it, people are going to think, hey, he's returning his ladder. Beit Shammai would say it's Asur, or Beit Hillel say it's Mutar. I think we'll stop there for today. And on Shabbat, we're going to start the daf 5:30 p.m. I think Mincha here is 6:20, probably here is 6:30. We're going to try to push maybe one and a half daf, maybe if we can do 2 daf p.m. Bezrat Hashem. 5:30. We'll try to 5:30, we're going to do the daf. Bezrat Hashem. Baruch Adonai. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.